Okay, in the Haftarah Parshas Parah, there are the two most famous psukim we discussed last time, is Zarakti Aleichem Mayim Tahirim Utaratem. And now, we get to the pasuk about the Lev HaEvan and the Lev HaBasar. There are two very different pshatim in this pasuk. Let's read the pasuk, discuss the pasuk, and then see how it fits into the flow. The pasuk itself, I think, is rather famous. The Bali Musa quoted, "V'nasati lachem leiv chadash v'ruach chadasha etem bikirbechem." Kadosh Baruch Hu says, at this time, at which time? The time we discussed, where because of Kfait Shamayim, Kadosh Baruch Hu will draw Klal Yisrael close. So at that time, Hashem says, I'll give you two things. I'll give Ruchi, I'll give you my spirit. Whatever exactly that means, we'll have to see. And Leif Chadash and Ruach Chadasha, a new Ruach and a new spirit and a new heart. Vasiraisi es Leif HaEven Mibsarchem, Vesati Lachem Leif Basar. So I will take away your stone heart and replace it with a heart of flesh. Now there are two ways to understand this pasuk. Maybe, I don't know if I should phrase it this way, but The Bali Musar and the Drasha Svarim that quote this is referring to Yemais HaMashiach. When a person won't have a Yetzer Hara any longer. And there is a source for it. The Marikara says that this refers to the Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zarah. I will remove the Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zarah. It doesn't say totally remove Yetzer Hara. In the Maisif Rashi that's quoted here from Mesechtas Sukkah, it says, Ein Yetzahara Shailet Lasid Lavai. So there is a pshat that it means there won't be a Yetzahara anymore. I'll remove the Yetzahara from you at that time. However, the Mefarshim, those who go with pshat rather than drush, don't explain it this way. The Radak, for example, says that the Leif Chadash, the Ruach Chadasha, it doesn't mean you won't have Yetzirah. You're still going to have Yetzirah. But you'll have a willingness to accept, a willingness to listen. You'll have a new attitude. Maybe you always have a new attitude. I have the same old attitude. You know, I think I'm fine yesterday, so what do I need to change today? You know, like, isn't that what most of us think? You know, like everything's good, you know, just God, you know, God got to be a little better than me, but I'm fine. So I don't know, I think it's, the pasuk is saying it is a major change. The Radak says, Leiv Basar is Leiv Rach v'nochein l'kabel hatoiv. V'yanis tirgum Leiv Dochil Kodomai l'mebad ravasi. A heart that has Yiras Shemayim and is ready to do my will. The Leiv Ha'evan Targum Liba Rashia do Takif Ka'avna. What? Okay, so that, according to the Pshat, not the Pshat I wanted to dwell on, but I'll answer your question anyway. According to the Pshat, that it means there won't be a Yetzirah. And certainly there's such a time, what we call Yemais HaMashiach, where the Yetzirah will be bottled. The question is what the purpose in our existence is. At a time there's no Yetzirah, there's no more Bechira. What's the purpose?
Not entirely.
No, entirely. I'm talking about the period where there's not going to be a Shubh and Machias, where the Yetzirah is gone. There should be no period of Schar Vayishim.
There is
no Yetzirah. No, he had a Yetzirah.
Right?
No.
It's still going to be able to do it there.
Because he had a Yetzirah. He had a Yetzirah. Right. Right. Whatever happened with other Rishas, not for this Shir. Now, I'll tell you, I've seen two major Mahalchim. One Mahalach, which I saw from Avushbal, was Chabad Rav of the 12th Avenue of the Lubavitch on 12th Avenue, the Lubavitch Shul, tremendous Talmud Chacham. He writes that, he's explaining to Radvaz. The Radvaz says that there are two Tchias HaMeisims. There are contradictions. One is Tchias HaMeisim. During Yemais HaMashiach, later in Torah Yemais HaMashiach, the Radvaz says there are two. There's one for tzaddikim, when this world still exists, Mashiach comes, the Melech HaMashiach rules over us, to be a tchis ha-mesim for tzaddikim. And that's Yemais HaMashiach. And then there's the Olam HaNeshamah, the Olam Haba, which is going to be the total tchis ha-mesim, whatever that means, tchis ha-mesim, for the Neshamahs. He explains the idea is that there were good people who in this world were not able to learn Torah they were the way they wanted to because of oppressions, because of tsaris, because of illness, because of distractions. So there were tzaddikim who are not able to learn because of other things. So their time to dwell in Torah and Olam Hazeh, build up their who they are, their Etzem HaNeshama, will be in that period. So that's one explanation of that period of time. The Rav Schwab has another explanation. I don't remember which parasha, but Rav Schwab has a different explanation. He wants also to explain what it means Malachim were punished. We find by Stoim, the Malach said that we came when you came. Baruch Shalom, you do what God wants you to do. So since they spoke badly, therefore they were punished. What does it mean? Malachim are punished. Malachim have no Bechir, have no Yetzirah. So Rav Schwab says that even when a person or even an angel has no Yetzirah, there still are different levels of doing things right. You have no Yetzirah, you're going to do the right thing. You're going to go to Davin, you're supposed to go to Davin, you go to Davin, no Yetzirah. You can still do it many ways. You can do it in a Bakovedika way, you could do it with Zrizus, you could do it with Hidr Mitzvah, you could come early, you could do more, and you could do it in Biyaitza. That span still exists. It's not a Yetzirah, Yetzirah Taiv, as much as a question of how much, so to speak, how much Yetzirah Taiv, or how much Taiv a person elects to do. So that idea is the is what that period of time is. So he says that's what the Malachim, they did what they had to do. They expressed themselves in a way that was short, so they were, so to speak, punished. So that's the other idea of this time period.
But according to Rav Schwab, the level of how you do something.
A person, every individual has person is an individual. We're not made in a factory. Every human being has individuality. His individuality makes him choose what he chooses. And very much what a person creates for himself in Olam Hazeh remains the imprint of his personality, even when the Yetzirah is gone. It's an imprint of a personality.
The Ramchal has been in there. That's the Moshiach, because the Tachlis Abriya, that's when there's an Ashlama, that's when the Emishtir is recognized in the world.
It's not for the purpose of people, it's for the purpose of... Okay, good. And anyway, I want to get to the Pshat, which I think is more Pshat, and the Malbim here explains these Psukim in a way that takes away what causes us pain in this Haftarah. This is a very, very hard Haftarah. It's wonderful times. But it's not good. Because this Haftarah tells us that at the end of days, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to bring the Gula, not because of you. Right? We learned the last two times, Ve'echmel al Shem Kodshi, Ashechilu b'nei Yisrael, Beis Yisrael, that Klai Yisrael doesn't deserve. But because it's a kvayt shchil, kvayt shamayim, that's why the gula will come. It's not a satisfying thing if at the end of the days we're not going to do it anyway. Like I said, why do we need this whole gulas for? If God is going to do it at the end, l'man shein kogad, should I do it today? What are you waiting for? So the Malbim explains, along with the Radak and the Targum Yainis, and it's not a Das Yachid, explains the following. We're still talking at the time the Yetzirah exists. And Klal Yisrael is not behaving the way Klal Yisrael should be behaving. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to bring a Ruach Chadash, I'll bring a Lev Basar, and things will change. So you have to know, there's a... I'll just give you a marshal to make you understand. There's a center point where a person is half Schuyas and half Mitzvahs, and then he can have more Mitzvahs, he can have more Averus Chalil. A certain bar of how much a person could go one way or the other. Let's say, for example, a man and a woman. A man has more mitzvahs in this world. The ability to excel is closer to a man than to a woman. You have 48 Nevi'im and 7 Nevi'ahs. The ability to be a member of Sanhedrin is limited to men. A lot of the mitzvahs are limited to men. Kayanim are only men. On the other hand, on the Tzad Hara, it's that way also. It says, God will have tocha shenemele isha, yoysevenemele ish, which means to say this. A man has a bigger bar on both sides. He can excel more, and he could fail more. A woman, it's, she can excel less, but zelu mazeh, her failure is less. For example, bitl taira. A woman has no avera bitl taira. It's one of the hardest mitzvahs. The two most difficult mitzvahs, leisasurach reinechem, and bitl taira, a woman doesn't have. So the Chido writes this in his drashas in Divrei David that the bar is just more for a man on both sides and less for a woman on both sides. What the Malbim says is that this pasuk here says HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Klal Yisrael at the end of days, when and if, I guess, Klal Yisrael is not deserving of Geula, I'm gonna shrink the bar. What I'm gonna do is Klal Yisrael has certain resistance to change. We call ourselves Kshei Arif. We have a certain resistance. We have a certain Lev Evan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm gonna give you a Lev Basar. But you still have to do it. You have to do it. Look at the psukim that follow. Okay, after it says, Nachatasati Elchem Lev Basa, Ves Ruchi Atein Bekir Bechem, he says this means Racha Kaidish, Vasisi Asashebuchu Kaite Leichu, Umishpatai Tishmuru Vasisem. I will do that which will lead you to do my chukim, my mishpatim you will do. Yishaftem Ba'oretz Ashanasati Lava Yisechem, you'll return to the land of Israel, V'yisem Li La'am Vanechi Ei Elochem Leilokim. And you will be to me as a nation, and I will be to you, Leilokim. So, V'yisim li lom nechi elokem lekim, I told you in the past, is, and the Malbim speaks it out, means it's harusa de lasata. V'yisim li lom, you're gonna come forward, and then I'll respond, V'yisim lechem leilokim. So the Malbim learns that the psukim is, the order of these psukim is this. When there will come a very difficult time, the Klal Yisrael is a leiv even, and they're not holding by doing tshuva. Bnei Hashem says, I'm going to give you a Lev Basar. Now, however that Lev Basar comes about is not the issue. The Kaddish Baruch Hu has his ways of bringing about a Lev Basar. Kaddish Baruch Hu will bring along a softening and will make it easier for Klal Yisrael to do the right thing. But Memela, the Geula will come from V'yisi Lila'am. V'yisem Lila'am. In other words, the Geula will finally come. Those who touch, this is before the Geula. The Lev Basar and the Lev Evan is during the Ekvus of the Mashiach period. It's during a period before the Geula. Shem says, I'll make it easier for you. I'll make it easier for you. What?
They dilute
the test. Okay. Right. Something like that.
The test will not be as
great. Rav Palm used to say, on the Yud Shlesh Esrei Midas, it says, Rav Chesed Ve'emes. So one kasha, which the Gemara already asked, is that it should say MS and then chesed. MS means judgment, fair judgment. And then chesed, if you don't make it with fair judgment, I'll give you a curve. So chesed should go after MS. That's one kasha. The other kasha is, these are 13 midas of chesed, of rachamim. Why is MS one of the midas of rachamim? MS is fair judgment. That's not a midah of rachamim. Right? MS is fair judgment. So Rapam said the following. It says in the Rambam, in Hilchos Tzedakah, many levels of tzedakah. What's the highest level of tzedakah? Give him a job. You give him something where he earns it himself. You can give him a handout, but you can give him a job where he earns it. God does the highest form of tzedakah. What he does to Klal Yisrael, because Klal Yisrael needs chosim, you can give him a handout, Mashiach come. Or he could set them up in business where Klal Yisrael deserves it on its own. He could put Klal Yisrael in a place where Klal Yisrael will have the Sussim to deserve it on their own. Now, I've always mentioned during Sesim Echuvah, Avinu Makena, Kosein B'Sefer Zechuya. Sefer Zechuya is a book where Sussim come your way, opportunities come your way. So this is the idea that Rav Palm said. I recently saw in the Pachad Yitzchak on Pesach, he talks about this idea as well. I'm forgetting. He has also a nice, he does not chesed v'emes, a different kind. So our prophet said chesed v'emes means this. I'll give you the job, the chesed. I'll give you the sefer zechuyas. And Klal Yisrael will respond. Then the MS, then you'll win in judgment. Then you deserve it. If I give you a job, when I pay you, the pay is not chesed. It's one of the midas harachamim. But it's MS. You really deserve the pay. So I'll give you the chesed, I'll give you the Lev Basar, I'll give you the Ruach Chodesh, and then you'll earn it on your own. That's the theme. Our Farm writes it's not Torah LeMelech, and that's the theme of the Malbim's biur in this haftarah. The haftarah starts out in such a depressing way that the final goal will come when Klal Yisrael so mechalalu yichalu Hashem kachi. You're going to so be mechalal my name ve'echbay al Hashem kachi. That's not a happy way to go to Geula. You guys are so rotten that I have to do something. No. But it is a happy ending, because as Ruchi Atei Bekirbechem, and you're going to respond, Bisam Lilam, and Ichi Eir Lechem Leilakim, and you'll be to me like a Lakim. Vashati Eschem Mekolchat Esechem. I will help you, despite all your sins, Vakarasi Allah Dogon, Verbesi I say, Vilay Atein Aleichem Ra'av. And the land of Israel will give forth its wheat, and there will no longer be a hunger. Verbesi is priya eitzu to do vasasada. Lamana shall I sit who oid cherpas rav bagay. In Pashup Shad, you'll have the fruits of Israel, so there won't be a hunger, which is a busha. Klal Yisrael doesn't deserve the rain. The Bach says that the pre-Eretz Yisrael is itself something that makes a person better. Eating the peiros of Eretz Yisrael, the makar is
Moshe Rabbeinu.
Gemara says, "Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to go ahead." So, v'chilechol mepiryo hutzarich. Does he have to eat its fruit? Why does he have to eat its fruit? Does he want to eat its fruit? Does he have to eat its fruit? The fruits of Eretz Yisrael are themselves a blessing. They themselves bring a human being a blessing. The Bach says it in his Biur and Ala Michya. In Ala Michya, we say, "Hilchalta lava yseinu." You gave the land to our avai so that they should eat its fruit. That's why God gave the land to the avai, so we should eat the fruit. The answer is yes. The peiros of Eretz Yisrael are bring out in a human being something good, and good the kedusha breeds kedusha. So the peiros of Eretz Yisrael are grown on the kedusha. And I mentioned once I was. Ate a Shabbos Suda. One of the Talmidim in the Torah, but that's the Talmidim who lives now in Eretz Yisrael. I was there for a Suda. And, so some people came, I guess, to visit me at the end of the Suda. Some people were in the neighborhood, also from the yeshiva. So they came afterwards and they drank a lechayim. And so they came to make a ala gefen. So they asked my friend, the host, they said, they had to know, is this Israeli wine? This Israeli wine. You say, gafna. So he responded, in this house, you'll only find Eretz Yisrael Dika wine. That's what he said. I felt very good. You'll only find Eretz Yisrael Dika wine. Now, I saw they could only find a way to make decent grape juice. It would help. But he said, this is a young, if I saw Dika wine, what do I want to eat Chutz La'aretz Dika wine? You know, it's very nice. It's very beautiful. So, I think all pistachio nuts don't grow in Israel. That's a problem. Okay. But anyway, that's the insight into the Herbaceous Priya Aretz. And you, Klal Yisrael, will remember your bad ways, and your improper paths. And the Rabbi Shem says to Klal Yisrael, you yourself will cut away the Averis, So this is the message of the Haftarah, the message of Tara, that understand, so that Klal Yisrael should deserve the Gula on the best, if the best life and the best way that it could be. Okay, so we're all ready for the Haftarah this week.